Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are so honored to have you with us today. Hope things are going great wherever you are. Wow, do we have a weird show for you today. I just want to get right out of the gate and tell you, it's just going to be weird. That's just the way it is. We are right smack in the middle of the Supreme Court throwing out rulings here and there. We're going to keep you updated on any developments that might come your way. We're also dealing with Gay Pride Month, which, by the way, is like a full month. You know, our Lord gets Christmas and Easter, and then the gays get everything else. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on there. And that's really where we are going to start. But before we do that, we have some exciting news to share with our audience, which just got a little bit larger. We're now broadcasting on WSJS in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, News Talk Sports for the Triad. You folks over in Winston-Salem and Greensboro and High Point, welcome to the program. Now, look, here's the deal. We like to honor our listeners. And as a way of saying welcome to the Todd Starnes Show neighborhood, if you call and Grace Baker, our great call screener and executive producer, if she puts you on the air, we're going to give you a Todd Starnes Show prize package. And we do this for every single one of our affiliates. It's just our way of saying welcome to the neighborhood. You say, all right, Todd, what's the telephone number? I'm going to give that to you, 844-747-8868. So if you're listening to us in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, or High Point or Greensboro, give us a call, 844-747-8868, and we'll be welcoming you folks to the program. Now on almost 130 radio stations around the nation, not too shabby. There was a very weird thing that happened over the weekend in Dallas, Texas. A gay bar hosted a drag queen show for young children. Now, this caught a lot of people by surprise, but not yours truly, because we've been covering this particular story for a very long time. Now, the video, which we have up on our website, you can see it there at toddstarnes.com, is pretty provocative. You have men dressed as women wearing thongs and stiletto heels and all sorts of other doodads, and they're prancing about cavorting with the children. And at one point in the video, the children can be seen giving dollar bills to the men dressed in lady thongs. It is not a pretty picture. And we've got the video there. It's the lunch hour. I don't want you to have to interrupt your bologna sandwich to look at this nonsense, but you can do it later on today. The event was called Drag the Kids to Pride, and it was meant to introduce the children to the drag culture. The drag queens performed in front of a giant pink neon sign reading, "It's not gonna lick itself." Now, the gay bar did not extrapolate exactly who was licking what, but you can use your imagination. It's not a pretty picture. Meanwhile, outside of the gay bar, there were like all these protesters and good God-fearing, church-going people saying, what in the world is going on in there? I mean, there were things happening in front of the children that would make the citizens of Sodom and Gomorrah blush. Now, a lot of people are blaming the gay bar, but I just want to step back for a moment, and I'm not sure all of the blame needs to be placed on the gay bar, because they're doing what they do. They are grooming their clientele for next generation service, right? And we know that because a couple of years ago in Lafayette, Louisiana, there was a big controversy over drag queen story time. So many of you may not be aware of this, but your local public library, they've been inviting the drag queens in to read storybooks to the children. And it's been a big controversy. So anyway, our good friends over at KROF in Lafayette, Louisiana, they carry this program. And you guys remember what happened. They had a big town meeting about it. They brought in the drag queens. And one of the drag queens got up in front of God and country and the town council there in Lafayette, Louisiana, and said what we all knew was really going on.
This is going to be the grooming of the next generation. We are trying to groom the next generation to not see the way that they just did.
This is about grooming the next generation. Thank you very much, Kyle Rossiter. It's true. This is all about grooming the next generation. So we know what the agenda is. As a matter of fact, the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, you might recall the song, the chorus sang, just a couple of months ago. They said it was a parody, but you can listen to it yourself and you decide.
We'll convert your children. Someone's got to teach them not to hate. We're coming for them. We're coming for your children.
I can't handle this. Grace Baker, this is cringeworthy.
That's not even a strong enough word.
So I
can't.
Here's how bad it is. Even Britney Spears is like, dude, whoa.
There. Okay,
hey now.
Can I just say, I went several places over the weekend, and I know in the past I've just maybe just not noticed it, but there is so much pride stuff. Like, so much. And it's just like, it's overwhelming.
So I'm going to get to, you're right, and we're going to get to what happened in Memphis, Tennessee, of all places, in just a few minutes.
Oh, my.
But here's the thing. You've got the gay men's chorale singing, we're coming for your children. We're coming for your children. And you know what happened in Dallas, Texas? The parents brought their kids to them. There's like, here you go. We're just going to drop the kids off, fit them with stiletto heels and feather boas, and we'll come pick them up later. It's unbelievable that this happened, that moms and dads would knowingly and willingly and freely expose their children to this. And that, to me, is the more disturbing and disgusting and sickening part of all of this, is that you're exposing toddlers. We're not even talking about teenagers here. We're talking about grade school kids. And we're talking about this happening in Dallas, Texas. Remember what we warned you about. You folks in North Carolina know all about this. You were once a beautiful red state, and then what happened? All of the Northerners came in, and they brought their values and their politics to your state, and now you've got cultural chaos, and you've got a purple state very close, teetering on blue. And the same thing is happening in Texas. Nobody wants to talk about that, but the same thing is happening in Texas. But let me tell you what happened in Memphis, Tennessee. And there's a point to all of this, but I'm trying to set the story, set the scene. In Memphis, they had a gay pride parade in Memphis, Tennessee. This is the buckle of the Bible Belt here in Memphis. A lot of religious people. over 50,000 people turned out. And Grace, there was all sorts of twerking and cavorting, and there were hundreds, if not thousands, of children in attendance watching grown men, scantily clad, twerking about in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm speechless. I just have no words for that.
More than 50,000 people.
I can't believe that.
Meanwhile, we have lots of massive churches around here. And on any given Sunday, those churches are barely attended.
Barely attended. Man, I've noticed you don't really have to deal with Sunday morning traffic anymore.
Not in Memphis, you don't. And it's fascinating. As I was watching this scene unfold out there, I thought to myself, my goodness, what has happened here to the culture? Where it's very clear that the evangelicals have lost the culture fight. And that the LGBT movement has claimed a victory. Now, you can think that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I think if you are looking at someone who defends and someone who supports traditional values, we got a big problem on our hands. Do you really believe that the LGBT movement has conquered the evangelicals and the culture warriors, the moral majority? You can barely get, a couple of months ago, there was a big, they had all sorts of people here for this big culture summit, and they barely got, a couple of hundred people to show up. And then you got 50,000 people marching in the streets of Memphis supporting the transgender movement. Now, it's interesting because the New York Times had a piece on this over the weekend, and it was a fascinating look inside what's happening right now in the culture war. And yes, the culture war is still being waged, but it is a non-religious culture war. They're coming about these issues regarding CRT and transgenderism from a secular perspective. So my question is, have the conservative evangelicals lost the good fight? You fought the good fight, but did you lose the fight? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Look, we're going to take a break. We're going to go to the phone lines. You folks listening to us in Winston-Salem and High Point and Greensboro, you call into the show today, you're going to get a great prize package. Included in that package is an autographed copy of my latest book. You're going to love it. Again, folks, welcome to the neighborhood. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Happy New Year, friends. 2022 is going to be a critical year for America and for AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, along with their nearly 2 million members, like me. The fight to stop out-of-control spending in the president's Build Back Better scheme is far from over. Congress is plotting more legislation that could hurt our seniors, and the midterm elections will be a battle for freedom versus socialism. Unlike liberal groups, AMAC is America's conservative action-oriented 50-plus organization fighting hard every day in Washington and across the nation for our seniors. I'm urging you to choose AMAC now. You'll receive all the great membership benefits, including AMAC discounts on hotels, travel, and restaurants, and your membership will support your values. Go to amac.us/Todd. Again, that's amac.us/Todd to become an AMAC member now.
By the way, country music has gone full-blown Dixie Chicks woke. Have you heard about this? The Country Music Association says that fans attending this month's CMA Fest in Nashville, you can't bring anything that has Confederate flag imagery. So if it's a T-shirt, if it's a backpack, if it's a cooler, you're not going to be able to bring your Confederate flag. Bad news for Dukes of Hazzard fans and Confederate Railroad fans, I have to imagine. Meanwhile, the Confederate flag is banned at CMA Fest, but now CMA Fest is actually telling people that they are embracing the rainbow flag. They've launched a new program called CMA Stands Proud. And, you know, I wrote about this in my book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. Most of the country music execs, the bigwigs from Hollywood, from Los Angeles, these guys hate hate the fan base of country music. They despise freedom and family, God and guns. So it is a new day in country music. So if it's all this, you know, this bro country, all this kind of garbage, look, it's because the leftists have taken over. So instead of, you know, instead of folks like crooning about God and guns and honky tonks, they're going to be singing about, I don't know, rainbow flags, drag queens, and kale chips or something. I don't know. It's terrible. Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8080. No, I don't like kale. No, I'm not speaking dismissively of the vegan crowd, Grace Baker, but by and large, I'm just saying that most country music fans eat fried chicken and not kale. That's all. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Kelsey in Florida, hanging out with us on the live stream today. Kelsey, what's on your mind?
I was just listening on Facebook Live, and I think you had the question of, do you feel like this has kind of won and taken over? And I just thought it was interesting because when Ron DeSantis passed the parental rights and education bill, or the, they like to call it the Don't Say Gay bill, I was like, yeah, this makes sense, but why is this even an issue? I was even, you know, not aware of what they're teaching in schools and everything. And I read some articles, and it was saying that California had a record number of students being pulled out of the school system because I think the majority of parents are against all of this, you know, basically forcing this on our children. And the problem is parents go to the school board, they try to voice their opinion, and in certain states, like California, they don't care what the parents think. It's what they want to teach your children. And I just thought that was interesting that I don't think it's completely one. I think they want us to think that we're the minority here, but
And don't get me wrong here. Yeah. I think that we are. I think that we are the majority. People who believe in God, people who believe in traditional family. You know, if you go back, if you go back to 2008, which is not that long ago, when you had Proposition 8, which was being debated and voted on in California, California rejected gay marriage. So the question now is, okay, well, why have we seen this rapid shift? As a matter of fact, 54% of Republicans now support and endorse gay marriage. How did that happen in such a short amount of time? And Kelsey, the answer is very simple. It's the public school system. That's the engine driving this out-of-control change in the culture, and that's what's going on. I'm curious, Kelsey, do you have kids?
I do. I have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old, so my daughter just started kindergarten last year. So.
And do you homeschool or do you send your kids to public school?
I send my child to private school because it's everything that's gone on and kind of doing my own research. It's really scary thinking of, gosh, what are they really teaching children in schools? And it's a Christian private school. It's been around for over 30 years and I really feel like I can trust it a little bit more than, you know, the public schools. And the scary thing is we do have a great governor now that I think is really fighting for parents and for our children's innocence, you know, essentially. But how long, like you said, with everyone moving, how long are we going to be able to have these politics that are here and protecting our children? So I really wanted to keep mine in private school.
And Kelsey, this is why we need another 4 years of Donald Trump in the White House. We've got to put a stop on this. We've got to start sending people to Washington D.C. that are going to stand up and put an end to this radical indoctrination of our kids. And if we don't do it, we are going to lose this country. I am hopeful that we're going to be able to turn this around with radio programs like this one and others where people are mobilizing. People are now going after their local school boards, and the school boards are trying to fight back. But at the end of the day, Kelsey, we are seeing the courts siding with the moms and dads. So, Kelsey, good for you. You sound like a great mom. I'm glad that you got your kids in a good, strong Christian private school. And thanks for the call. And, folks, I'm telling you, this is what we have to do. if you have the ability to homeschool, you got to do it. And I know we have a lot of people out there who are homeschoolers, and I'm curious to know how you guys are faring out there. Almost 2 million people homeschooled in America. It's just unbelievable, the explosion of homeschooling. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. ToddStarnes.com is our website.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Hello, everybody. Wow, I just got a text message from some of our good friends in the Nevada Talk Network. And, man, they are freaking out over there. Apparently, gas prices are already in some places at $10 a gallon. So our good buddy Wyatt Cox over at the Nevada Talk Network, he may have to get a horse and buggy. I mean, it's getting that bad out there. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. We are so glad to have you with us. We've got a really great show coming up. Our good friend Mike Huckabee is going to be here. Also, Congressman Andy Biggs giving us a report on what's happening at the border. And then President Trump is on tour, and we're going to be speaking with Chris Widener from the American Freedom Tour. That's coming up just a little bit later on. But I do want to go to the phones because we have our very first listener caller from WSJS. Let's say hello to John in Greensboro, North Carolina. John, the audience is going bonkers.
That's the way I usually get greeted.
Well, we roll out the red carpet, John. What can I say?
Congratulations. Normally on my lunch break, I used to tune into this station for sports. I was very pleasantly surprised to hear you. You have a new, fresh attitude and bringing a different view. I like it. So I'm going to listen more.
Well, John, welcome to the neighborhood, and we have a lot of fun on this program. And, you know, we talk a lot about the big issues of the day. But you know, this program, we have hope in America. And the reason why is, the problems we're facing are not political problems. I believe they're spiritual problems. And until we get back to the church house, I don't think we're going to be able to fix what's broken in this country.
No, and I'm right there with you. My wife's a pastor, been a pastor for over 30 years.
Is that
and
right?
I moved.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
We move frequently because she's itinerant. She just gets reappointed. But I hope I'm here in Greensboro area for my last retirement.
Now, John, just for my Southern street cred, you know, I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, but I do appreciate Duke's mayonnaise, and I'm a big fan. Y'all have got a chain out there called Biscuitville, and I'm a pretty big fan of those folks.
Oh, yeah. I don't normally do mayonnaise, but when I do the ranch dressing,
yes.
it has to be Duke's mayonnaise out of South Carolina. Yeah, I grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee, so I know exactly Memphis.
A very
it's kind of flat out It's flat.
Yes, it is flat out here. Well, look, John, I don't want you to go anywhere. We're going to put you on hold, and Grace Baker is going to get your information. We're going to send you a copy of my brand new book. It's called Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. You're going to love this thing. And just as a way of saying welcome to the neighborhood, and we invite all of our Winston-Salem, Greensboro, and High Point listeners on WSJS, huge radio station out there. You give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Ohio. Michelle on the line. Michelle, what's going on today? What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. We just finished up our second year of homeschooling, and I'm more confident now than ever that it was the right decision.
Is that right now? How old are the kids, and how many kids do you have that you're homeschooling?
I just have two, but they're going to be, well, the one's 9, and the one just turned 7. So this was our second year, of course, you know, with the pandemic and everything. But just seeing everything that was going on with the schools, it's just, I feel more confident that it was the right decision for us. And I work full-time, too. And I'm still working full-time. Wish I wasn't working full-time in the way of having more flexibility and more time with homeschooling. But at the same time, with the price of gas and food and everything else, I'm also thankful that I still do have a full-time job.
Well, you've got that right. Now, Michelle, was that a big decision for you guys? And what was it that ultimately made you decide, yeah, we got to get the kids homeschooled?
It was a big decision. I thought about it when my oldest was still in school, just because we had some problems in kindergarten with, the teacher and whatnot. But I wanted to stick with it because it was a private school. But once the pandemic hit and they were not flexible with parental rights and our children's bodily autonomy. At that point, I did a lot of prayer and I was so confident that this is where the Lord was directing me to go. So I did it and I have not looked back.
Well, good for you, Michelle. And look, I hope more moms and dads will consider doing that. And I know a lot of folks over on the left, we had Kirk Cameron on the program last week. I don't know if you heard that interview. And if you missed it, you can go back and we've got it on the podcast. But they're accusing Kirk of being a racist. They say that homeschooling is racist, when in fact there has been a massive surge in the number of minority families that are now homeschooling their kids. And quite frankly, a lot of the white families, this is not out of wealth or privilege. This is, and many times there are great sacrifices that parents have to make. But ultimately, you've got to answer this question. Who do you want educating? Who do you want raising your kids? Do you want the government doing it or mom and dad? That's the question here. Michelle, we got to run. God bless you. And thanks for calling in. And thank you for the encouragement. I know there are a lot of folks out there that are making that consideration. Folks, some big news. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media, and that's why I switched over to Newsmax. And by the way, you can watch me on Newsmax every Thursday afternoon. Newsmax also has an incredible free app on their smartphone. You got to download this thing. It's so awesome. Nielsen says almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. You can start your mornings with Wake Up America, Rob Finnerty. Finish the night with Rob Schmidt. He tells you the real news with no spin. On the weekends, you get Diamond and Silk and Mike Huckabee, Sebastian Gorka. You can find Newsmax on all major cable systems. And if your system doesn't carry Newsmax, just give them a call and demand Newsmax. More than 20 million Americans made the switch to a news source they can trust, Newsmax. Make the switch today. Trust me, folks, you won't go back. Now, before we go to break, I want to play some audio here. CNN is freaking out. This is epic. So CNN, which happens to be the most profane name in news.
Crying Negro Network.
Thank you, Judge Joe Brown, for that assertion. CNN is now understanding how bad the situation is. Right now, 83% of Americans say the country is gone. It's over for Biden. And here's how CNN framed the issue on inflation, cut number 3.
how bad are gas prices from a historical and political point of view?
I think that this table tells a story. So this is the yearly change in the average gasoline prices at this point in midterm cycle. Right now, we're at the top, up 53% from last year. That is the highest in any midterm cycle since 1994. And as a student of political history, I can't help but notice that the next highest ones, 2006 and 2010, saw major gains for the opposition party, in 2006 being the Democrats and 2010 being the Republicans. And when I see gas prices like you saw on that last slide, I can't help but think I want to do a lot more walking and not pay the price at the pump. And you might be asking yourself, okay, how is this impacting President Joe Biden? Look at his job performance on gas prices. You don't have to be a mathematical expert to know that 31% is a very, very bad number. The vast majority, more than two-thirds of Americans, disapprove of Joe Biden's job on gas prices, Jake.
So another huge issue is in inflation in general, as we head into the midterms. How is that impacting President Biden?
I hate to say it if I were the president, but look at this. Basically the exact same approval rating. Joe Biden's job performance on inflation. Look at that. Just 28% disapproval rating. Two-thirds of Americans disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance on inflation. And, you know, that is a very, 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 very bad number when what is the most urgent issue facing Americans? Look at that. Inflation, 33%, the clear runaway there, three times as many folks who said abortion. And you might have remembered immigration was something that Republicans were going to want to hit on in this midterm election, but just 7% say that. They're much wiser refocusing on inflation. And if you watch Republican messaging, they're exactly doing that, Jake.
And Harry, you touched on this already, but tell us more about what's happened in past elections when voters had this dismal a view of the economy.
Yeah, so, I mean, just take a look at the overall economy. How are economic conditions doing? The current economy, only fair or poor? 85% of Americans say the current economy, they view it as only fair or poor. That is the worst since 2011. The economic outlook getting worse. 77%. That's the worst since 2009. These are historic numbers. And you know what, Jake? If we look back at White House losses, when 75% of folks think the economy is just fair or poor at this point in the midterm cycle, the White House lost 13, 63 seats, 54 seats in the House of Representatives. These are just very, very bad numbers overall. People don't like the way the economy is going. They don't like inflation. They don't like gas prices. And it's likely to hurt Democrats in this midterm.
It's likely. It's very, 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 very bad, is what the CNN guy just said. Likely, ladies and gentlemen, the Republicans are going to sweep the House and the Senate. That's what's going to happen here. And when that happens, that's our opportunity to start righting wrongs. And we'll get into more of that in the, you know what, hold on. I'm going to take Becky here from Hendersonville, North Carolina, WHKP, our great station there. Becky wants to weigh in on these midterms. Hey, Becky, what's up?
Yes, if the Democrats don't cheat and we happen to win the House and the Senate, would we be able to indict Biden, not to get rid of him, on his syndicate, on his behavior as far as what the previous owner person just said? We
Becky,
have a lot on him.
We do. Let me jump in here now. First of all, you know, the Justice Department, they're responsible for impaneling the grand juries. But what Congress can do is impeach. And that's why we've got to have overwhelming numbers in the House and the Senate. And let's just take the gun grab here. Based on what Joe Biden has said about the Second Amendment not being absolute, that in and of itself is an impeachable offense. You can go on and on and on, Becky, all the way to Afghanistan, leaving our troops behind, fighting men and women dying under his watch needlessly. There is plenty, plenty to impeach this president on.
And we can't, getting rid of him? I mean, two more years that he has. So can we get rid of him by indicting him on his syndicate?
The Biden crime syndicate, and that's a whole other issue, and that's where we can launch the investigations. I guarantee you, Jim Jordan, in the House Judiciary, Senate Judiciary, they're going to get to the bottom of those things. So there is plenty of evidence there, Becky. What we've got to do is make sure the Republicans win the midterms and win in big numbers. And we've got to make sure we stop that steal from happening. And one of the ways we can do that is every single person listening to this radio program needs to go and volunteer to be a poll watcher. The left, and by the way, Becky, that's why they're coming out now. MSDNC, one of their little anchorettes, she was all upset. It was from Politico. She was a Politico pundit. And she said, I'm just very concerned about these white people from the suburbs. They're going to be serving as poll watchers. You know why, Becky? Because they know the jig is up.
Yeah. Because, I mean, even when Mitt Romney and Obama were running, and I did the, collection there for polls and passing out papers, and the Democrat side, there was two ways to get into this place. And instead of walking up the path and going in the correct way, the Democrats would avoid passing me because they didn't want to hear anything about Republicans. And, I mean, they'd walk right diagonally across the path and go in to vote with their heads down. And then another time I poll watched, one of the girls that was a Republican drifted over to talk to me. The Democrat came over and said, "You don't stand here. This is my section to stand. You can't stand here." They're unbelievable.
Becky, you are a great American patriot, and we need more people like you over on the poll watching on Election Day. Becky, got a skedaddle. Thanks for the call. Hang tight, folks. Got to take a break. 844-747-8868. If you're calling from Winston-Salem or Greensboro or High Point, you go directly to the top of the line. Just our way of saying welcome to the neighborhood. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code STARNS or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code STARNS.
So Wyatt Cox over in Ely, Nevada, sends over a photograph, and somebody bought $60 worth of gas. But according to this, they're paying $11.86 a gallon. $11.86 a gallon. I don't think that's for a regular unleaded. I think Wyatt, somebody's filling up on the premium. Gotta be. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Lafayette, Louisiana, down in Cajun country. Gary is hanging out with us on our great affiliate, KROF. Hey, Gary, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. Yes, sir. I love your show, man. Thank God they brought you down here. I'm so excited.
Thank you.
But I wanted to know how, you sound so positive that we're going to sweep this election. How are we supposed to sweep it when you got all this fraud stuff going on? You know they're going to do it again. They always do. How are we going to stop that, to know that the elections ain't, we'll never win again, that's the way I look at it.
Gary, I have hope, because ultimately there are more of us than them. But there's another reason I especially have hope here. Everybody is feeling the pain at the pump, even the Democrats. And that's why when you look at these polling numbers, Gary, let's just say that based on what we know now, where 83% of the country thinks we're heading in the wrong direction, and the Democrats are still able to pull out a win, there's going to be marching in the streets because everybody's going to know this was stolen. But I don't think that's the case. I think enough Democrats and independents especially are going to switch over. I think this could be a landslide. And if it's not,
oh, there you go.
And if it's not, Gary, then you know what? I'll be out there marching in the streets with everybody else.
Yeah, me too. And we need to be marching right now with these gas prices. We ought to all just go to Washington and say, bull.
It's nuts, is? I mean, Gary, I'm telling you. It's now, you folks in Louisiana, I mean, you guys can live off the land. But I wouldn't want to be anywhere near a major American city when they start going empty right in the supermarkets.
Oh, yeah, you're right. And then some of them are.
Yeah, you folks in Lafayette, you'll be enjoying the Boudin and some gumbo and laughing at the folks in New York and Los Angeles. So, hey, Gary, that music means we got to scoot out of here. God bless you, sir. Thank you for listening to us. Again, welcome to all of our great listeners, brand new listeners in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You can give us a call, 844-747-8868. We've got Andy Biggs, Mike Huckabee coming up. It's going to be a fun, fun day here on the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, where's Grace Baker at? Grace, you know, I had a hankering for Popeye's fried chicken and biscuits the other day.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm a big Popeye's fan, but I haven't been able to eat since the pandemic because, you know, it takes, what, an hour to get through the drive-thru.
It does. They're not very fast.
No, and worse, they haven't opened the dining room. You know, at Chick-fil-A, they've reopened the dining room.
Oh, yeah.
But the problem there is I've eaten there so much, everybody literally knows my order, and it's a little disconcerting.
Yeah, it's kind of like, so it's like a lot of people are that way with Starbucks. You're that way with Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, I love it. I mean, I think it's great.
We keep going
but,
back.
But, you know, it is what it is. So I thought, you know, I'm going to go to the drive-thru, a quick drive-thru at Popeye's. 90 minutes in the line.
You know what my saving grace has been? Having the app for these sorts of places, and you can just order it on your phone and then go in and get it because it takes too long.
You can't go in to the Popeye's in my neighborhood.
They won't even let you in the
door.
It's ridiculous.
And they've got big signs out there. I mean, nobody, you know, they've got all these people, all these jobs available. Nobody wants to work.
Which I don't get at all.
Lazy.
Has the stimulus money not run out?
They don't care. They don't care. Anyway, it is what it is. I'm just telling you. But, folks, this country is heading to a very, very bad place. And it's not just the Popeye's fried chicken and biscuits. It's everywhere. People don't want to work. People are content to stay at home. And this is all because of that stimulus money. And now you've got gas prices out the wazoo. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always good to have with us our friend from Arizona, the great Congressman Andy Biggs. Congressman, are you guys having that problem in Arizona, just finding people that want to work?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, wherever I go in the country, small business owners in particular tell me, but, you know, even the big companies tell me they have trouble getting and keeping people because, as you say, too many disincentives to work. I mean, people want to stay home now.
That is a fundamental American characteristic is to go out there and put in a hard day's work. And I'm afraid we're raising a generation of young people that are more content with getting a check from the government. And I really shudder to think what this country is going to look like 5-10 years from now, unless the Republicans are able to put a stop to this nonsense in November.
I agree with you 100%. I look at it and I say, how did we become friends? I mean, you know, with people, you can't believe when I talk to these small business people, they'll hire somebody, and in the as they're walking out the door, they're getting all the particulars, and the person says, well, I don't want to come in at 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. You know, I got stuff I've got to do. It's a little early, and they don't want to work 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, or 4 days, four tens, or whatever. They don't want to work, and it's undermining who we are as Americans, because as you say, one of the fundamental principles that made America so successful was our value of industry, individual industry. People were industrious, they got out, they worked, they were creative, and we don't see that so much now.
So Congressman, there's been a lot of scuttlebutt up on Capitol Hill about this gun grab, President Biden saying again that the Second Amendment is not absolute, don't know what part of shall not be infringed. He doesn't seem to understand. Now a House Democrat, Congressman Don Beyer from Virginia, wants to introduce a bill that would hit AR-15s with a 1,000% tax. What are you hearing about that?
A lot of laughs and giggles from our side, except for we can't just kind of giggle about it, because these people are serious. They do want to confiscate weapons and guns. I think that the Beyer bill, the 1,000% tax, is absolutely not going to go anywhere. It's too comical in some respects. It's a tragic comedy, quite frankly. But then on the other hand, don't underestimate what they're trying to do. They're trying to implement nationwide red flag laws. They're going to pass some kind of anti-AR-15 legislation next week, is my guess. And they're going to also pass this other bill that came out of Judiciary Committee last week that was filled with all kinds of strange little programs to attack gun ownership.
And that's what concerns me, because I think, you know, you can read the writing on the wall here. This is not going to stop. You can pass all 8 pieces of this legislation, and it's not going to stop these bad guys from shooting people. It's just not. So at that point, they're going to come back and they're going to say, okay, now we got to go after the handguns. We got to go after the ammo. It's a never-ending cycle with these people. And Congressman, I'm wondering at what point, because, you know, these Democrats behave on emotion. All of these so-called, you know, mass shootings that have been happening, you wonder at what point are even some rhino Republicans going to make the switch?
Well, what I see happening is I think it'll be pretty close to party line on these votes, right? But I do think in the Senate, it's got some squishies that are going to vote, and I wouldn't be surprised if all these bills come out. I mean, Lindsey Graham's talked about supporting him, Pat Toomey. You know, you've got the normal, the usual three, and so they get their 60 votes potentially, and it will not solve the problem. That was one of the points we were making, is there are things you could do to harden schools and make them safer. These are none of those. These will not accomplish what their stated purpose is, because their unstated purpose, which they actually said last week, was to confiscate guns. And Trump, and Biden has said already that he wants to go after 9mm handguns, because he thinks that they blow a lung out of somebody's body, which is, I mean, these people that have never handled a gun, I guess, don't understand what they do and how they save literally millions of lives every year in self-defense. So it will accelerate, as you say. This is, they're happy to move incrementally to ultimately disarm Americans.
And Congressman, what do you think the end game of that is? Let's just say the Democrats are successful and they're able to start confiscating guns. What do you think happens in this country at that point?
Well, I don't think they'll be successful at taking guns out of people's hands and out of their homes. I really don't. I just hope that they don't accelerate this. I mean, the problems that the things that they're trying to do, the policies they're trying to implement, ultimately lay the groundwork to actually knock on somebody's door and demand that they give guns. I cannot tell you how many people I've talked to this week or two all over the country, because I've been all over the country, and they say, well, there's no way I'm going to give up any of my guns. And I fear for a country that has the authoritarianism of the left and the attempt to disarm Americans, law-abiding Americans, by the authoritarians on the left. I fear for what will happen.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona, former chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. You know, Congressman, last week, one of the most horrifying things I have seen happen in a while happened at the airport in Nashville. Former Trump advisor Peter Navarro, who was, 72 years old, Harvard educated. He was indicted on contempt of Congress charges. And Congressman, they put him in handcuffs. They put him in leg irons, and they frog marched him out of the building, put him in a cell. This is incredibly disturbing. And all I would tell our listeners is, remember how they handled Eric Holder, who was brought up on contempt of Congress charges. He was not hogtied and hauled into federal court.
Yeah, I was so disturbed by seeing that. Because it is such an overreach. I mean, here's a guy who lives in D.C. Very easy to go to him and say, we need you to surrender because a grand jury indictment has been handed down against you. He gets it. He's a lawyer. He would have gone in and voluntarily surrendered himself. But what that was done was meant to intimidate and basically show this out-of-control woke federal police apparatus, and it's going to get worse, I'm afraid. And I thought of the Harriet Meyer incident where she was held in contempt, but you know, they worked it all out ultimately. And you mentioned Eric Holder. Eric Holder never, ever would have been brought before a grand jury. Why? Because he was the guy in control of it. So they have weaponized the DOJ. They've weaponized the Attorney General's office. All of this is going, and every institution that we have in the United States has been weaponized by the left, and that is a very dangerous thing because it's going to undermine the very freedoms that we enjoy in a constitutional republic.
Well said. All right, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Always appreciate your great insight. Thanks for coming on the show. All right, Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona. Folks, we've got to take a break here. We have the video over on our website, toddstearns.com, of Peter Navarro explaining in great detail exactly what happened to him as the feds came in. This is on every single member of the January 6th committee, and that includes Democrat Liz Cheney. That includes Democrat Adam Kinzinger. Everybody is responsible for what they did here. All right, we've got to take a break. And again, welcoming our brand new affiliate from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, also High Point, North Carolina, and Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm talking about the great WSJS. This is day one of broadcasting business for those guys, and we're just very honored to be a part of their incredible lineup. Now, listen up. If you're listening to that radio station, you call in. We're going to hook you up with a free prize package courtesy of the Todd Stern Show, just sort of our way of saying welcome to the neighborhood. Now, here's the telephone number, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. You can also bookmark toddstearns.com, download our free newsletter. You can also download the free podcast. So if you missed a part of the show, you can always go back and you can listen to it later in the day. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
coming to my door where I live, which, by the way, is right next to the FBI. Instead of calling me and say, hey, we need you down at court, we've got a warrant for you, I would have gladly come. What did they do? They intercepted me getting on the plane. And then they put me in handcuffs. They bring me here. They put me in leg irons. They stick me in a cell. By the way, just historical note, I was in John Hinckley's cell. They seemed to think that that was like an important historical note. Okay? That's punitive. That what they did to me today violated the Constitution.
You know, I remember, by the way, that's Peter Navarro. I remember back in 16 when Bernie Sanders was running for the White House, and one of his staffers did that undercover video with Project Veritas. And they talked about how, if they were elected, they would be throwing all of the MAGA people into the prisons, into the jails. This is in 2020. But they were, the whole point of that was punitive. They want to punish conservatives. They want to punish the talk radio hosts. They want to punish the conservative journalist by throwing all of us into jail. When you go back and look at Eric Holder, who faced a contempt of Congress charge because he refused to turn over documents about a project about Fast and Furious, which, by the way, is one of the reasons why we have a massive crime wave in this nation today. And Eric Holder was not arrested. He was not fingerprinted. His mugshot was not taken. He wasn't hauled out of Congress in leg irons. And I guarantee you, nobody else in the Obama administration would have ever been treated like that, including Lois Lerner, who declared war on all of us by using the IRS and weaponizing the IRS to go after the Tea Party back in the day. Anybody remember that? Oh, trust me, folks. And you folks that are listening to us on WSJS, we don't forget anything here on the Todd Stearns radio program. All right, let's get to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Speaking of WSJS, our brand new affiliate, let's go to Winston-Salem, and Ryan is on the line. Ryan, how's it going today?
Hey, it's going pretty good. How you doing?
Ryan, we're doing well, getting acclimated to the Piedmont Triad? Was that what they call the area there?
Yep, it sure is. The Winston-Salem Point area.
Fantastic. Well, I know there are a lot of good people there, and we're going to do our best to be the conservative blowtorch for your part of North Carolina.
Well, I'm excited to hear that.
Now, Ryan, I'm curious, we were talking earlier in the program about how North Carolina has gone purple because of all the influx of people that are not from North Carolina. They're coming in from other states and they're bringing their politics. Is that a good assessment of what's happening in your area?
Well, not in my direct area. My personal area is still very much red. But I will say that I am on the edge of that, the triangle of those cities. My community is rural and still very much on the red side.
Now, I seem to recall, was it Wake County, which is really woke, the school district there especially, they have embraced this whole LGBT ideology and critical race theory and all that kind of nonsense. So we're going to drive them bonkers, Ryan, because we call those folks out on this program.
Yeah, and I'm very glad that you do. We need more people standing up and calling them out on it.
This is radio for gun-toting, Bible-clinging, flag-waving deplorables. So I think you'll fit right in here, Ryan.
Yeah.
All right.
I believe I fit right in.
I don't want you to go anywhere. We're going to put you on hold. I want to send you a copy of my most recent book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. Grace Baker is going to get your info. And we say welcome to the neighborhood. We're so excited to have you guys with us. Let's go to Ella J, Georgia. Our good friend Joe from Ella J hanging out with us. All right, Joe, what's on the agenda?
Todd, you were down here at Sea Island, and a lot of people at Sea Island love the great Todd Stearns National Radio Show, and so, and of course, so do I. But I was going to tell you, my man David Perdue lost, but I'm endorsing Brian Kemp because we have to beat Stacey Abrams, and I think Brian can do it. And also, of course, I'm endorsing Herschel Walker because he is much more conservative than our current Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock. So
the guy's a communist, Joe. The guy's a communist.
Yeah, well, you're right. You're exactly, Todd, you're exactly right. So we have got to beat Warnock and Stacey Abrams. So I want to encourage everybody in Georgia to go to the polls in November and vote for Brian Kemp for governor and Herschel Walker for, and you know, Herschel was a great, was a Heisman Trophy winner at Georgia, great guy, and he'll be a great senator. And of course, he's very close to President Trump, as you
know. Now, Joe, yes, as a matter of fact, I had the opportunity to sit next to Herschel when I spoke at the Trump rally there in Commerce, Georgia. But I got a question for you, and this is an important question.
Yes, sir.
Do you think Herschel's going to get the Georgia Tech vote?
Well, I'm a graduate of Georgia Tech.
All right.
Yes, I'm a happy graduate of Georgia Tech, and I love Georgia Tech. And I remember Herschel Walker running over us for 3 years when I was at Georgia Tech, when I went to the Georgia Tech-Georgia game. No, Joe, I'm fired up for Herschel.
All right. We got to run, Joe. They're telling me to wrap it up here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes radio program. All right, so the Tampa Bay Rays getting a little bit of hot water here. You have five members of the Tampa Bay Rays, and they refuse to wear the rainbow-colored uniforms. Tampa Bay doing a big gay pride celebration at the ballpark, and they were given the option of whether or not they could or could not do it. And I got to tell you, I respect management there. They apparently there wasn't any blowback because these players who all profess Christ, they're Christian young men, and they just objected to wearing a uniform that identified them as supporting something that went against their religious beliefs. Meanwhile, you've got the Carolina Panthers. All you folks listening to us in Winston-Salem and High Point and Greensboro are brand new listeners. You guys are getting a historic NFL first, the first transgender Carolina Panthers cheerleader. We have a photograph of the gentleman over on toddstearns.com. It just seems like there is an effort afoot to force people to bow down to the sex and gender revolutionaries, to pledge allegiance to that rainbow flag. And I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always honored to have one of the fiercest culture warriors in America, our friend Tony Perkins from Family Research Council. Tony, good to have you with us today.
Todd, good to be with you. How are you?
You know, I'm well. I it's weird. You know, we're spending an entire month, and it seems like this year in particular, there is a massive push to indoctrinate people and especially young kids into this agenda.
It is, but the encouraging thing about it, Todd, is that we see people pushing back. In the last four years, we had the Trump administration kind of putting a halt to this to some degree. I mean, we had the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, saying these flags are not going to be flown on U.S. installments overseas. Of course, this year they're flapping in the wind, as this administration has, quite frankly. But the people are pushing back, and I'm sure you're getting them. I'm getting calls on my radio program, people saying, hey, I saw this here, and I said something about it, and, you know, people are responding. So that's the good news, is people are saying, you know what, I'm tired of this indoctrination. But corporate America, quite frankly, Todd, has not yet gotten the message.
No, they haven't. I mean, you've got Oreo, you've got Burger King making their big pronouncements. I think Milwaukee Brewers held a big drag queen show. And, of course, the big story over the weekend is in Dallas, Texas, of all places, Tony. You had a gay bar that actually hosted a drag queen show for little kids. My question is, what's wrong with those parents?
That's a part of the problem, Todd, is it goes back to the fact that parents are not engaged completely in the lives of their children. They're not guarding them and what they're being exposed to, and they're being led to believe that this stuff is harmless when, in fact, it's not. In fact, I'll go ahead and say it. You'll probably be criticized, but this is grooming. We are allowing these predators to groom children in many ways, and also to prepare them for sexual confusion. Now, we just did a poll on this, a poll across the country, a sample of voters, good sample size. And, you know, 57% of Americans think that corporations should stay out of the cultural and the social issues. Just if they make widgets, make widgets. Stay out of the issues. Almost 6 in 10. And for about 4 out of 10, it's going to affect the way they purchase. So corporations, I think, increasingly after Disney, and I want to say this for Governor DeSantis. You mentioned the team there in Florida and how some of those players stood up to this gay pride stuff. I think in part is because of DeSantis. I think Governor DeSantis' bold stand has given other people the courage to stand. That's what leadership is. And so when we stand, and that's when I say we, that's universal we, when any of us take a stand where we're at against this nonsense, against this cultural confusion, guess we embolden other people to stand. So it's very important that we not give in to those on the left who want to silence us.
Tony Perkins on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. You know, Tony, you mentioned this whole idea of grooming. You know what? They admit that, readily admit that. A couple of years ago, Lafayette, Louisiana, big controversy over drag queen story time at the local school. And this is one of those drag queens addressing the city council just a few years ago.
This is going to be the grooming of the next generation. We are trying to groom the next generation to not see the way that they just did.
There, in their own words, Tony, I'd say we take them at face value.
I think you're absolutely right. And I mean, it's just for some reason, and this is a part of human nature, we see things and see other people the way, you know, we see the world. We're trusting, and we don't think people would do that. But here's the problem. I've been around long enough. You've been around long enough. We've seen this. We know what the agenda is, and they're actually saying it. So, yes, we should believe them. We have an obligation, and parents in particular have an obligation to protect their children, also to teach their children right and wrong and not allow them to be indoctrinated by the schools or by these others who really want to sow seeds of confusion in these young minds.
Tony, I was reading a fascinating essay in the New York Times. The artwork depicted a tombstone engraved with the words, "In GOP We Trust." This is written by Nate Hochman, who is a fellow at National Review. And the point of this essay, he's saying that there's been a shift in the culture war. And I want to read, I want to get your take on this, but I want to read something that he wrote. He says, "It's hard to imagine today's culture warriors taking any interest in the 1950s push for a Christian amendment to the Constitution. Instead of an explicitly biblical focus on issues like school prayer, no-fault divorce, and homosexuality, the new coalition is focused on questions of national identity, social integrity, and political alienation. Although it enjoys support of most Republican Christians who formed the electoral backbone of the old moral majority, it is a social conservatism rather than a religious one revolving around race relations, identity, politics, immigration, and the teachings of American history." What they're trying to say is that even people like Ron DeSantis, who is a Catholic but is not overtly religious in his public persona, they're saying that evangelicals have been moved to the background. Do you agree with that assessment?
I don't. I don't. I do believe that coalitions have been made with those who do not necessarily share the what we would call SageCon viewpoint. That's a term that George Barna coined, is the spiritually active, governance-engaged conservative. That's the vast majority of evangelicals and conservative Bible-believing Catholics. They're engaged culturally because of their faith. And so, no, I would totally disagree with that premise. Now, I do believe that there are coalitions being made with those who just want, you know, kind of that cultural transformation. So, yeah, we'll build, you know, that's why evangelicals worked with the Tea Party on some things. They worked with other groups that have, you know, shared viewpoints. You know, Reagan said, you know, if we can get together 80% of the time, then let's work together, essentially paraphrasing him. But No, I don't agree with that. I don't believe that Christians are involved just for the purposes of politics.
I shared this thought at the beginning of the program, Tony, here in Memphis, Tennessee, where we broadcast our program, one of the buckles of the Bible Belt. You know, it's hard. The churches are having a difficult time getting people back into the pews. Meanwhile, over the weekend, over 50,000 people turned out for the Gay Pride Parade here in the Mid-South. Should we read anything into that?
I think the best way to look at this is to go to the Bible and use one of the parables Jesus told about the wheat and the tares. I do believe that as we move toward the end of time, contrary to the popular thought that evolution, that we're evolving to a higher state, we're devolving, and sin is becoming more prevalent, but so is good, as the wheat and the tares did. I think we need to be aware of what's happening in the culture, need to be addressing it, but not overcome with the evil, but rather overcome evil with good by living out truth in a society that increasingly is going to be looking for answers as a result of the confusion that has been sown by the ideology and the indoctrination of the left.
See, I like that. So well said. Tony, we appreciate you guys there at Family Research Council, and I do want you to plug, if you don't mind, this great news and commentary outlet that you guys just recently launched called The Washington Stand. Tell us about that.
We did. We just as you have, Todd, you've been leading on this for years now. There is, a growing discontent with legacy media. People, every time I go speak somewhere, travel, people say, where do you get news? Or where can we get good news? Of course, your site is one of them. There's about a handful of sites. CNS News is a good site. But people in the church want perspectives from a biblical perspective, orientation, so they know they're getting the truth through the lenses of Scripture. And that's what this is, The Washington Stand. You can find it at washingtonstand.com. It's news and commentary from a biblical worldview. We are unapologetically Christian, pursuing the shaping of policy, and I know the left, their heads are going to spin at this, but we want to advocate for those principles based in Scripture. Just as the founders thought it was good enough to build a country on, we believe it's good enough to guide a country with.
I love it. And we have a direct link to The Washington Stand over on our live show blog. Tony, congratulations, and welcome aboard.
Well, thank you, Todd. Just following your lead.
All right, Tony Perkins, everybody. You can hear his great radio program, Washington Watch, and we have a link to that over at the website as well. Tony, always good hearing from you.
Thank you, Todd. Have a great day.
All right, Tony Perkins, Family Research Council. Folks, now more than ever, it is so important that we support companies and organizations that share our values. And that's why I'm a huge supporter of Patriot Mobile. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They not only share our beliefs, but they're actually doing something about it. Get this. Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes we care about. The Second Amendment. Pro-life. I want to encourage you, switch to Patriot Mobile right now. Use the promo code Todd, and they're going to give you free activation and a free gift. They've got incredible nationwide coverage, and they have a plan to fit any budget, along with incredible discounts for veterans and first responders. It's super simple. All you have to do is go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd, or you can call their customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. By the way, they're based in Texas, so they're Americans. You're going to pick up the phone and you're going to be able to understand who's talking to you on the other line. So again, get that special discount, free premier activation, PatriotMobile.com/Todd.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Grace Baker, did you really do what you told me you did at the gas station the other day?
I did a bad thing.
No, what did you do? And you can't say where it is because we got to give you an alibi.
Yeah, please. Is it a gas station?
I am just shocked.
I was in a bad mood. I saw how expensive gas was. It was like $4.40 a gallon for the lowest, you know, grade. And I had one of those
Gracie
Joe Biden's.
Lou.
Gracie Lou.
What is
please
your middle
don't
name?
Ever call that.
No, what is your. Is that not, I thought that was your middle name.
My middle name's Grace.
What? It's not Gracie Lou?
No. Do not call me Gracie Lou.
All right. Don't call her Gracie
please
Lou.
Please, no. Right. But no, I had one of those Joe Biden stickers. Somebody who will remain nameless gave it to me that says I did that. And so I stuck it by the pump.
Is that right? How much did you have to pay?
$4.40 a gallon for the lowest grade.
Good Lord.
And I was just fed up with it.
So, Grace, you know, it is Pride Month here the Todd Stern
Radio Show. Who can forget? It's everywhere.
And so it's time for our daily segment during the month of June, time for gay news.
So YMCA, the gay national anthem. Did you ever hear that?
Oh,
call it the gay
fabulous,
national anthem.
Mr. President.
But YMCA
fabulous.
Gets people up and it gets them moving.
All right. Gay news, ladies and gentlemen. Grace Baker.
Where do we start?
We start with Burger King.
Oh,
so
is it still King?
Yeah, so apparently the Whopper is homosexual now. And
this is why I never eat their burgers.
You can.
There's stuff in the meat. Turning the freaking frogs gay.
You
can't, that's all I'll say.
You can't say that on the radio. You just caused traffic accidents in Winston-Salem.
Sorry.
I thought you were a Presbyterian girl.
And?
So anyway, I guess Burger King, depending on what Whopper you get, it either comes with the sesame seeds or without.
Oh.
What does that represent? That's what I'm
saying. I don't know, and I don't think I want to know. I have ideas, but I cannot say it on the radio.
Just want to throw this out there. If you are at Burger King, I would just get it without the secret sauce.
Yeah, because...
I'm just saying.
I'm telling you.
Also, Oreo, the cookie
I love
people.
Oreos.
Mm-hmm.
They're so yummy.
Well, this month they're mega stuffed.
they already had that, didn't they?
Have you ever had the mega stuffed?
Yeah, but
they're
I like
delicious.
The double stuff.
Double stuff is good.
That's my favorite.
I like mega stuff.
It's
though.
Okay.
Anyway, Oreo has gone full-blown woke. They're working with a group called PFLAG. And I'll just have to be honest with you. I thought that was like desecrating the LGBT flag, but apparently it's a group called P, the letter P, and then flag.
Far less exciting.
Oreo says the world needs more love, more words of love, add yours. And so they've got a whole thing. They're offering packets of LGBTQ Oreo cookies, and they want you to write words of affirmation and then share your homosexual Oreo cookies with a member of the LGBTQ plus community.
What if you're like eating Oreos and there's no one nearby? What are you supposed to do with the Oreos?
You could self-identify and just enjoy some delicious Oreos. Oreo also is encouraging you to... educate yourself. And they're offering links on their website, Why Pronouns Matter, and also to know your vocabulary to gain equality expertise.
Oh.
Now, Grace Baker, I clicked on this, and there's a glossary of terms. I mean, just dozens and dozens of terms. For example, AFAB.
What is that?
Well, you see, I thought it meant, oh, you're fabulous.
One would think.
It's an acronym meaning assigned female at birth. AFAB people may or may not identify as female.
Sounds like
some
Aflac.
Some or all of the time.
Aflac.
Then you've got affirmed gender, which is an individual's true gender as opposed to the gender assigned at birth. You know, it's only a matter of time before they start suing the doctors.
Yeah, true.
You've got... I thought it was aromatic, and I just thought they smelled good, but it's aromantic. It's a term to an individual who does not experience romantic attraction. And it just goes on and on and on.
Does it have anything about the ladies attracted to airplanes? Because we talked about that recently.
Oh, that's right. For our Winston-Salem audience, there is a woman who is, in fact, she's from Germany, and she's sexually attracted to jetliners.
And see, now that I've seen that story, I just saw another one in the U.S., a guy attracted to his vehicle.
And by the way, it's not, yeah, not the, it's the jumbo jets, not the puddle jumpers.
Oh, it's true. Size, it's a very important point.
You know, size matters. Dead naming occurs when an individual, intentionally or not, refers to the name of a transgender or gender expansive individual. In other words, let's just say, oh, hey, Tyrone, and Tyrone now goes by Teresa. That would be dead naming. So there you go. That is your gay news here on the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We're just trying to be diverse and tolerant, ladies and gentlemen. I could use a ho-ho right about now. All right. Hey, hour three coming up next. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Oh, wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
All right, well, hello everybody, welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. Good to have you with us today. Hope everybody's doing well out there. By the way, today we are celebrating our brand new affiliates. We are live noon to 3 Eastern in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, High Point, North Carolina, and Greensboro, North Carolina. Great to have all of you folks listening to us on WSJS. And here's the deal. We do this for the first week. If you are one of those listeners, so if you're calling from that radio station, that market, you make it on the air, we're going to send you home with a great prize package just our way of saying welcome to the neighborhood. Our telephone number is 844-747-8868. Again, that's toll-free, 844-747-8868. And we look forward to hearing and meeting so many of our great listeners there in the Piedmont Triad. So another big story as we've been breaking down this crazy culture war, Country Music Association, the CMA, announcing they will no longer allow any Confederate flag imagery, while at the same time announcing they are embracing the rainbow flag, and they're going to be supporting the LGBT movement. And we've got that story up on toddstearns.com. And it reminded me of a story involving our good friend Governor Mike Huckabee a few years back when he was invited to become a part of the CMA Foundation. Governor Mike Huckabee on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Hey, Gov, how's it going today?
Well, Todd, going very well. I'm sometimes wondering what has happened in the country music world. I'm just not sure that Chet Atkins and Hank Williams Sr. and George Jones and a bunch of artists would even recognize what's going on in the industry.
Goodbye, honky-tonks. Hello, drag queens.
You know, I don't care what people do with their own personal lives. I do have an issue when there is a sense of if you believe in traditional biblical values, you're told to shut up, that there's no tolerance for you. But if you don't and you want to promote such things as we've seen this weekend, where kids 5 and 6 year old are asked to take dollar bills and stuff it into the underwear of a drag queen in front of adults at some ceremony, I'm just thinking we've really lost our collective minds with that kind of behavior.
Isn't it strange? I mean, I was just blown away. We had the video up on our website of, and there were moms and dads sitting there with their kids. They willingly, freely brought their kids to be exposed to this kind of stuff.
Yeah, you wonder what kind of parents would think that that's a great idea to say to their 5 or 6 year old. I doubt they would take them to a porno movie. I can't imagine that they would think that it was great to take them to a bar and let them sit there and watch adults get smashed. There's just some things that kids really don't have any business dealing with. And that would seem to be one of them.
You know, Governor, I was I read something a few days ago on your Twitter feed. You were the first person who actually made this distinction. We were telling people in the last hour about what happened to Peter Navarro and the awful way he was treated. And my understanding is he was coming to be on your show. Is that accurate?
That is. In fact, he was on his press conference out in front of the courthouse, and he said, I'm standing at the plane. I'm getting on a flight to go to Nashville to be on Mike Huckabee's TV show. He was our featured guest, supposed to be, this past weekend. He would be talking about his book and, most importantly, about his stand-up-to-China policy. And the FBI decided to arrest him as he was boarding a plane, even though he had called them and written them on Wednesday and said, if you need to talk to me, here's how to get in touch and let's visit. Well, they never made contact. Interestingly, Peter lives next door to the FBI. Let me repeat that. He lives next door to the FBI, but they wanted to wait until they could humiliate him and make a public spectacle. Here's what I'd like to remember. Why didn't Eric Holder get put in handcuffs and leg shackles?
That's right.
And taken to jail? He was also charged with contempt of Congress. Not a thing happened to him. I'm tired of Republicans wimping out. It's time that we win the majorities in the House and Senate this fall and that we take the game right back to them. Let's find out just how legal Hunter Biden's activities were. Let's find out, did the big guy really mean Joe Biden, and did he get 10% of Hunter's international deals? I'm tired of watching Republicans say, well, we don't play it like that, and Democrats using the Department of Justice and the FBI as persecutors, not prosecutors. And they did not even address the issue that is a big one. And that's the constitutional concern that if Peter Navarro or any of these other folks start just handing over records from the executive branch, you now have a legislative branch that has shredded the separation of powers and that has pretty much made it so that anytime Adam Schiff or Jerry Nadler or Eric Swalwell has some curiosity, they just cough up a subpoena. And the executive branch is expected to roll over and give them anything they want, even at the expense of the Constitution.
You see, I am so glad to hear you say that, Governor. It's been frustrating to me for a number of years watching these Republicans show up to the fight, and they've got, you know, a basket of homemade blueberry muffins and some daisies. Meanwhile, you've got the Democrats there, and they're ready for a knife fight in the streets. And time after time, we just capitulate, we surrender. But you're right, we got to stand up, we've got to fight. And we've got to, as I think the good book says, do unto others as they do to you. But we've got to push back. We got to fight.
Well, if this is the game we're in, and it's like NFL football, if the goal of the game is to score and to take the ball and to block hard and to tackle, then that's what you do. So if the Democrats,
that's a great way to put it,
that the game inside the boundaries is to block and tackle, get the ball and score, then Republicans have got to start playing the game that's being played, not the game that they wish was being played, or else get out of the stinking game to begin with. I'm tired of it. It's just no longer acceptable to me that Republicans are going to try to say, well, we don't want to engage in that kind of activity because we're certainly having our heads handed to us. It's about the law. It's no longer about personality. It's not about mean or nice tweets. It's not about somebody being a kind old gentleman. It's about whether or not we're going to protect the constitutional standards that everyone has to abide by, the same legal standard. There are not special rules for the well-connected or the people on the left, but people who are conservative, who hold biblical values, have their heads handed to them and get carted off to jail in leg shackles in public places. Either we stand up and fight that, or we go ahead and surrender to it, and the country's gone.
All right. Let's talk about the big show coming up this weekend on TBN and, of course, Newsmax TV as well. Who's going to be on the show?
Well, we've got Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, who is from New York, and she'll be talking about this January 6th sham committee that Nancy Pelosi has created and picked out her pet Republicans, Adam Kinzinger and Lynn Cheney. We'll discuss why that's a farce that we shouldn't pay attention to. We've also got a wonderful magician that will be fun. And John Barry will be our guest music artist for the week. It's going to be a great show.
By the way, now, Nicole Malliotakis, I interviewed her a number of times back during my Fox days. And if I remember, she's a boxer. She's a very accomplished boxer.
Well, you know, I'm not sure about that. I wouldn't be surprised. I know I wouldn't take her home in the prize fight.
No,
I took her with me on her very first trip to Israel. It was a very wonderful experience getting to know her. I certainly have nothing but admiration and respect. She's been on our show before, and we love having her because she's a typical New Yorker. She's a straight-talking, no-nonsense, let's-get-it-done kind of gal. I wish we had a bunch more in Congress like her.
Well said. All right, it's going to be a great show. And, folks, we have links to all the governor's pages over at toddstearns.com. All right, Governor, have a great week.
Thank you, Todd.
All right, Governor Mike Huckabee, everybody. And you can watch his show on Trinity Broadcasting Network. All right, we've got to take, you know what, we'll take a call here. But before we do that, I want to remind you about something we're very excited about supporting. There is a Christian academy down in Alabama, Theodore, Alabama, called Lighthouse Baptist Academy. I'm going to be speaking down there at a big scholarship banquet on July the 2nd. And then on July 3rd, I'll be speaking at the church that's connected to the school. Our great friends WPMO helped put all this together. Noah Britt, who's a great American patriot and a good Christian man. We're helping this school raise some money. And, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, retaking America and restoring our traditional values, the values of our founding fathers. And this is one of the ways we can do that. If you have $5 or $10 or $10,000, they need our help. And so I'm honored to be able to be a part of this and to help raise money for the Lighthouse Scholarship Banquet. We have a link on our live show blog. And if you go to our live show blog, you'll see Help Todd Support Lighthouse Christian School or Baptist Academy. And click on that, and you can donate however much money you want to donate, even if it's just a couple of dollars. And get this, if you want to go to the banquet on July the 2nd, and you're down in South Mississippi or in Alabama, tickets are $12. So you're going to get dinner and a show. That's a pretty good deal. But again, this is about doing, not just talking. And our new listeners in North Carolina, you're going to learn that about us pretty quickly. We just don't yell and complain. We do something about it. And this is a way for us to help back and to raise up that next generation of young American patriots. So if you go to toddstearns.com, click on our live show blog, and you'll be able to support the Lighthouse Scholarship Banquet. All right, real quick, let's go to the phones. We have another caller from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, WSJS, our great affiliate there. Philip wants to weigh in on the Carolina Panthers. Hey, Philip, welcome to the show.
Hey, Todd, thanks for having me, man.
Glad to do it. All right, let's talk about your Panthers.
Let's talk about them Panthers. For 20-some years, I never missed a Panther game. I own PSLs at Bank of America Stadium. I've attended those games. Last year, the Carolina Panther cheerleaders, the Top Cats, brought in two male cheerleaders that shake their hind end harder than the females did. It was really disturbing to me. This year, for the first year since the Panthers, since I've been going to the Panthers, I will not go back. I've sold all my tickets. I cannot support an organization like that. My Christian values does not believe in it.
Is that right? So, you, I mean, that's a pretty bold move you made there.
Yes, sir. I mean, I still own my PSLs. They're for sale. Who knows? Maybe somebody from the LGBTQ plus will buy them. I will not support them. My faith is in God and church, and that's where I'll be on Sunday mornings instead of supporting that pride movement that they're having.
You know, Philip, and again, this is, you know, we've got the picture on toddstearns.com, and when you see the photograph, and this is a guy who clearly thinks he is a woman, and he's dressed just like the ladies are, with the halter tops and the skin tight, this and that. And you do wonder at what point, okay, like, what's going on here? I mean, really, what, you know, you're not fooling anybody.
You're exactly right, sir. And I mean, and they're teaching our kids this now. Something's got to stop. We have to stand up. You know, it's exactly why in the previous election here in North Carolina, why McCoy didn't get back in. You know, he voted for that bathroom bill in Charlotte where it's okay for the guys to go in the women's bathroom. I'm sorry.
That's exactly why he didn't get back in. I'm sure he's a good man, but his values wasn't there.
Well said, Philip. And you will find that, you know, we believe on this program, standing alongside people, they're going to be fighting the good fight no matter where they are, if it's Salem, Oregon, or Portland, Maine, or they're in Winston-Salem. And it's been amazing and very encouraging to be able to see what our audience can do when they find out about these things that are happening in the culture in the local school districts. And that's why I believe talk radio is so vitally important to what happens next in the culture. Philip, we've got to run for a break, but I want you to hold on. I'm going to send you a copy of our Daily Biscuit Devotions with the Draw. You're going to love this book. It's a fun read, great recipes from a lot of our listeners, and it's our newest book here. So hang tight. Right, folks, we've got a couple of lines open, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow. Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Now, this is interesting. A new survey from NBC News finds that fewer Americans actually believe President Trump had anything to do with whatever happened on January the 6th. And as I've long said on this program, and I remember January 6th, we were live on the air when all of that happened, and we condemned the behavior then. We condemn those who committed illegal acts now. But it's very clear when you actually look at the video evidence that an overwhelming majority of the people were invited into the White House. And again, the question that has yet to be answered and that must be answered, and the January 6th committee, a sham kangaroo court committee, will not address this issue. But we've never learned exactly how many FBI agents were involved in the planning, the plotting, the execution of what went down on January the 6th. And we know that is an important question to ask because we know the FBI was actively involved in the planning and execution of this alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. We also know that the FBI was involved in encouraging the gunman to go and commit this heinous atrocity, this mass shooting at the supermarket, the top supermarket in Buffalo, New York. So my question is, what exactly is going on at the FBI headquarters? Is the FBI actively involved in planning and helping execute some of these mass shootings around America? And it is not a far-fetched question to ask. As a matter of fact, Fox News is reporting this incident involving an FBI agent who was actually talking to, communicating with the gunman in the Buffalo, New York shooting. And hopefully that'll all come out in the trial. Hopefully. 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones. Mark in the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. Mark, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, wanted to touch on three quick things that you mentioned, but I wonder how long it's going to be before they decide to take and change the name of Fruit Loops. You know, that'd be a matter of time before that's going to happen. First, the gun grab. It won't happen in Florida. DeSantis won't allow it in this state. They can get away with it in maybe Democratic-run states, but they won't get away with it here in Florida. Secondly, I'm going to touch on the Chick-fil-A lines, or the lines you were talking about at these restaurants. First of all, it's ridiculous. They skimp on food now. I was at Chick-fil-A. I got an ice cream cone. It was 2 inches tall. My girlfriend got a salad and wanted extra chicken. I swear they took less chicken away. I swear I'm going to get a cow and make my own ice cream. And lastly, this thing with Biden being impeached, this was their ultimate plan to impeach him anyway. They don't care. That's why they're letting the country go to pot. They know he's going to get impeached. And what they're going to do is they're going to put probably Harris in there, and then they're going to try to sugarcoat everything and say, okay, well, we knew that Biden was bad, and we knew everything that he was doing, but we're going to change, and we're going to do something else, and we're going to make it better.
Well, let me jump in here, Mark. Let me jump in here, because we're going to, the computer's going to cut us off. I will say this. If that happens, you better believe Hillary's going to be in the wings. You mark my words on that. Mark, got to run. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Fruit Loops.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, welcome back, America. Good to have you with us, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. This is radio for all of you gun-toting, Bible-clinging, flag-waving deplorables out there. Hey, I want you folks in Austin, Texas, our great affiliate there, the big blowtorch, KTXW, The Bridge, and you folks at our flagship station, KWAM, the Mighty 990 in Memphis, Tennessee. Some exciting news because President Trump and a bunch of great conservatives are coming to your towns. It's part of the American Freedom Tour. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and Chris Widener joins us from the American Freedom Tour. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I certainly appreciate it.
So Chris, we're going to get to the event itself in just a moment, but I wanted to get your take on an incident that happened in Memphis, Tennessee. You know, the city council is very progressive. They're woke. And originally they said they didn't have enough cops to provide a security detail for President Trump. But I smelled a rat, so I went after them on social media, and sure enough, they fessed up, and they're just a bunch of far leftists who are infected with Trump derangement syndrome. I wanted to get your reaction to what these lawmakers did here in Memphis.
Well, you know, to me, it's sad. It's a sad state of where we're at because, look, you're partisan, I'm partisan, we have our biases, I certainly am a conservative to the core and will fight for those values. But when it comes to protecting our public servants, we need to be as absolutely nonpartisan as possible. So I don't think any of us would say, well, President Obama shouldn't get any protection or President Clinton shouldn't get any protection. We need to make sure it needs to be a totally nonpartisan issue. So I guess at the deepest level, it makes me sad that we are so divided that they would do something like that. But I understand that one of those gentlemen is running for governor or plans on running for governor. And I suspect there might be a little bit of grandstanding there.
Oh, he's a woke loser, that one. I mean, yeah, it's a losing cause, and they're just trying to get their 15 minutes of fame. But to be honest with you, Chris, they won't even provide enough police to protect the actual citizens of Memphis. So there you go. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Chris,
yeah, I know. It seems to be that way in every major city, isn't it?
You know, it's terrible. And again, President Trump, to his credit, said it was going to be like this. And he was absolutely right. And I have to imagine that's one of the reasons why you guys have seen so much success with the American Freedom Tour.
Yeah, we have. And, you know, it's all about President Trump and his message. And the people all across the country are responding to it. They're disappointed with what happened in 2020. They're ready to make sure that it doesn't happen again. They want to start bringing people together. They want to start planning. We got to take back the House and the Senate here in 2022. And then it's going to be a short ride to 2024. It seems like a long time away, but we are all about taking America back and winning America back. And President Trump is barnstorming the country and getting that message out.
Now, this is a ticketed event, and I want you to tell our listeners, and again, we have listeners in Austin, Texas, and, of course, Memphis, Tennessee. What can people expect at the big Freedom Tour?
Well, the Austin event just happened, and so the next one coming up is the Memphis in June 18th, and it's an amazing day. I love what one reporter said. One reporter said, it's part, one part political convention, one part motivational rally, and one part religious revival. And that's really kind of how it feels. It feels like a day of inspiration. We have amazing speakers. We call it the Conservative Dream Team. Of course, President Trump is there. Coming up in Memphis, we'll have former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Candace Owens, Dinesh D'Souza is with us at all of our events, Sheriff Mark Lamb, just an amazing lineup, Don Jr., Kimberly Guilfoyle, and then a number of other speakers who are all focused on those conservative values of faith, family, finances, and freedom. And it's a day of inspiration, fun. People look around, they see thousands of other people, a jam-packed full house of people where they can look around and say, you know what, I'm not alone. There's other people just like me who believe and share these values.
And we've got a link to the American Freedom Tour over at our live show blog, folks, or you can just simply go to AmericanFreedomTour.com, and there are all levels of tickets available, which I think is great. And that's one of the neat things about the president. He's very accessible. And, of course, all of these great folks, it's an incredible lineup you've got there, Chris. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun in North Mississippi.
Yeah, it is. And we've got, we always partner with the local GOP. So we have, and this is the first time we worked with multiple. We've got the Arkansas State GOP, the Mississippi State GOP, the Tennessee State GOP. They are all excited about bringing President Trump in and supporting that day. We do voter registration. We do precinct committee officer registration because we don't want it just to be a day where we come in, have a lot of fun, and then forget about it. We want to be a day where we leave a footprint, and we do that by helping out the local GOPs to get voter registration, get people out, because that's the way you win elections is people voting.
You see, I'm with you on that, and I think that is an incredibly noble thing. You know, my concern was not necessarily the security aspect. Chris, when we told this, we shared this story with our audience last week. We had so many people that were willing to volunteer to be part of the security team. My concern, Chris, is the barbecue. Now, I want you to know Memphis is a dry rub town. So if you guys need recommendations on where to get good barbecue, I'm your guy.
Well, we would love that. And I got to tell you that I used to be a youth minister early on in my career. And one of the kids who was in my youth group grew up to be one of the pastors of one of the largest churches in Memphis. And he brought me in to speak to his leaders one time, and I think every single night I ate dry rub barbecue. So I've been to a few of them, and we're excited to be there. It's actually my wife and my anniversary that weekend, so we're going to stay a few extra days in Memphis and explore. And we're looking forward to a great American city like Memphis.
Oh, you're going to have a great time. And Chris, there are just so many great patriots, freedom loving Americans here in this part of the country. And I'm excited for the president to come because these folks need encouragement. They need to be inspired. Memphis has been under the control of progressive Democrats for almost 50 years now, and they need to know that that there is hope out there.
Well, the president loves Memphis. He certainly loves Tennessee, which is a great red state. I live over at the other end of Tennessee, over in Chattanooga. We've been here about 7 months now. And so Tennessee is an incredible, incredible state filled with conservative values. And President Trump is really excited to come there and share with the folks from Memphis.
You know, it's interesting. I actually went to school out in East Tennessee in Cleveland at a great school called Lee University. So good people,
yeah.
Good people out in that part of the country.
Yeah, you're a Lee graduate. That's awesome. Yeah, we're just a little bit south of Cleveland. It's a great neck of the woods. I love it.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, Chris. Well, we're excited to bring you guys to Memphis, and we look forward to seeing you. And I got to tell you, those billboards, people love the billboards around town.
Yeah, we do. We put those billboards up in every city we go to, and we get more responses. It's funny. Some of our speakers will be traveling through town or something, or people, they text them to us all the time. Saw your billboard. So they, and it's kind of, I love it because you got to imagine all the liberals driving to work and they have to pass those every single day.
It's a beautiful thing. Lots of people triggered on I-240. So, all right, Chris Widener from American Freedom Tour. Chris, looking forward to welcoming you guys to the Mid-South.
Awesome, and thanks for all you're doing to help us promote it. We appreciate that, and it's going to be a great day.
Glad to do it. All right, Chris Widener, everybody, American Freedom Tour. And even if you don't live in the Mid-South, you can still come and be a part of the great event. It's going to be at a beautiful arena, Landers Center, AmericanFreedomTour.com. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. Open lines for the rest of this program. And, again, welcoming all of our brand-new listeners from our great radio affiliate, WSJS, in Winston. Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You folks who call in, you're going to get a great prize package today. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
You know, Grace Baker, I think it has been a successful launch day in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, love North Carolina.
Oh, it's a great state.
I got married in North Carolina.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
So it's a special place in my heart.
On the edge of a cliff.
I did, yes. Mm-hmm. Not really. It looks worse in photos. It looks scarier in photos.
It looked terrifying. Like, what?
And I'm scared of heights, too. But what can I say? I was distracted.
Well, no doubt. You were getting married.
Staring into Mr. Producer's eyes.
Oh, my
The
goodness.
Mountain before us.
All right.
The cliffs behind us.
It was love. True love.
The things we do.
You know what? We've got to get on in Asheville, North Carolina. That's
yes.
kind of like the Berkeley of the South.
It's a lovely place, but...
Nah, it used to be.
It is a lovely place.
Yeah, I mean, it's
worth
saving.
With some lovely people.
Yes. Yes. But then you got the drum circle crowd.
With the-
And that barbecue joint serving tofu in downtown Asheville.
I feel like
Asheville.
You're like the old guy who's like, get off my lawn, stop banging them drums.
No, you got a bunch of people, and you know, you're trying to have a lovely walk in downtown, and the next thing you know, you got 75
boom,
people
boom,
banging
boom,
their
boom,
bongos.
Boom, boom, boom.
And they smell of patchouli oil.
Listen, I'm just glad they're banging bongos.
No, the people in North Carolina know exactly what I'm talking about here. They're going to be on my side on this one.
I understand.
No, don't back down.
I'm just an optimist.
This is your opinion. Don't back down
it's
from your opinion.
It's a lovely place. I got my marriage certificate there.
I completely disagree. And you can smell the patchouli oil. I smelled that once when I had to cover the Occupy Wall Street protest.
The what oil?
It's this patchouli. It's what the hippies, you know.
Like Vaseline?
They're wearing like the tie-dye and, wait a second. Kyle the engineer is wearing tie-dye today. But he doesn't smell of patchouli oil.
I can report the control room does not smell that way.
It's like hippie juice, hippie smell.
Okay.
It's terrible. I just have a bad... It just brings back bad memories of having to cover the Occupy
PTSD
Wall Street.
PTSD for you, huh?
Yeah. You know, they did horrible things in Wall Street during that horrible time.
I'm sure.
Interviewed a woman. I'll never forget this. She was in her late 50s. Her name was Zelda.
And ooh.
Zelda from New Jersey.
Okay.
And I was doing, Hannity had asked me to go out there. He says, hey, he called me up. I'm at the Fox building, and he was doing his radio show. He says, hey, what are you doing? Linda called, Miss Linda. And she says, Sean wants to know if you can go down and interview people, do like live mail on the street during the show. And I, I got nothing else to do. So I hop on the subway, head down to Wall Street. And I encountered this woman, and Grace Baker, she is naked as a jaybird. I mean...
It's terrifying.
She looked like she had just stepped out of a National Geographic special.
Is it like that show Naked and Afraid?
I've never seen that show. But I was not afraid. I was like, ooh, sweet mercy.
That's a fair reaction.
So anyway, Sean was fascinated. I interviewed this woman on the radio program, or maybe her name was Xena. No, that's the Princess Warrior. Anyway, I think it was Zelda.
Zelda's
anyway,
for the video,
it was like one of those two. Anyway, she did the big interview, and the takeaway was, if you're in your 50s from New Jersey, you probably need to put a shirt on.
And pants. Yeah,
nobody wants to see that.
And pants.
And pants, yeah. No, she had pants on.
Oh.
Now, that's the thing.
I thought you meant. I was like, how was she not arrested?
She wasn't butt naked. She was just topless.
You said naked as a jaybird.
Okay.
Does a jaybird wear pants?
No, because they have feathers.
Oh, okay.
Their nether regions are covered by feathers.
Okay, feathers.
I'm just saying.
So topless.
All that to say, yes, topless, and all that to say, that's why I'm really concerned about Asheville. Can it be saved?
Poor Asheville.
You got Franklin, you got Billy Graham there for crying out loud.
Yeah, it's
you
true.
Know? I mean, it's just like, wait, this makes no sense. And
that town needs Billy Graham there.
It's funny. Every time I go to Asheville and I fly in there to go to the Billy Graham Center or to Ridgecrest, and I will stop off at this liberal bookstore in downtown called Malaprops. And it is a flaming leftist bookstore, but it's a great bookstore. I love independent bookstores. But I go in there and I always ask, can you tell me where Rush Limbaugh's books are? And just to see him get triggered.
Do they have the books?
No.
Oh, okay.
They don't have mine either. And that's disappointing.
And you even go there.
Yeah, they're not very tolerant. But that's where I got my Barack Obama finger puppet.
Ah.
And did the infamous, you know, I called him Lil Barack, L-I-L apostrophe Barack, and I put him on my middle finger, and we went around Asheville together.
What did people think of that?
Well, they were...
Were they very tolerant then?
No, they were not tolerant. But
were sure, they banging their bongos at you?
It sure was fun, though. I'll tell you that much. So, all right. This story from townhall.com. Sarah Arnold is the author. Turns out Joe Biden is threatening public schools. So here's the deal. Title IX says that school districts will have to allow transgender boys into little girls' bathrooms and locker rooms and all that kind of nonsense. So now the federal government is saying if you don't do that, you're not going to get any lunch money from, you know, for your local public school. So Ron DeSantis and Kristi Noem are fighting back. Here's what Governor DeSantis had to say about that.
We're prepared for what Biden throws our way. And, you know, yes, part of it's the inflation and the gas. Part of it are intentionally destructive policies like trying to deny school lunch programs for states that don't do transgender ideology in the schools. I mean, give me a break. Totally off his rocker to be doing that. We're fighting on that. Don't worry. So we're just prepared to be able to defend the taxpayers and the hardworking people in the state of Florida. And I couldn't be prouder for doing that.
Good for you, Governor DeSantis. So the governor says, you know what? We're not going to let the kids go hungry. We're going to step in. We're going to take care of this if, in fact, Biden pulls their lunch money. And Governor Kristi Noem over in South Dakota, here's what she had to say.
President Joe Biden is using the school lunch program to push his radical left-wing agenda. He believes that biological boys should share the same bathrooms and showers as biological girls. He also thinks that boys should be allowed to compete on girls' sports teams. So he's threatening to use the national school lunch program to bully states into falling in line. And if we don't, he's going to take food off of our kids' plates. With all the problems that are facing America today, from the border to crime to inflation and gas prices, President Biden should be focusing on solutions for those problems. I have a message for President Biden. If you do this, if you take food away from our children, literally off their plates, unless we allow boys to compete in girls' sports in South Dakota, I will immediately file suit to protect our kids. We've beaten you in court before, and we'll do it again.
You go, Kristi Noem. You go, girl. She will smack him around like a yard dog. I have no doubt about that. So there you go. We'll keep you updated, ladies and gentlemen. You know what would be great, Grace Baker? Chick-fil-A. Let Chick-fil-A step in and make the meals.
Oh, that would be a great idea.
Or Whataburger.
Whataburger is a good choice.
We're getting Whataburgers.
Yes, well, I finally had it in Phoenix, and it was delicious.
Have you been to this place called Biscuitville in North Carolina?
No, I'm intrigued.
It's fascinating. So when I had to speak at Mayberry, what was that town? Mount Airy, North Carolina, and I was at the hotel. I was doing a some speaking event, and they put me up at this hotel right next to the Biscuitville.
That's not a bad location.
And it's open. It's only open in the morning, and then I think they close at 2 or something.
Mm.
And that's what they serve, biscuits.
That's not a bad constant
on
the menu.
Pretty darn good.
So you can get, I'm assuming they have an assortment of jellies.
I'm sure they do. But I'm not a jelly guy.
You like the butter?
No, not really. I like a sausage biscuit. I'm a purist.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
Fair enough.
Anyway. We got to go back over there. All right, next trip to North Carolina, Grace Baker, I'm taking you to Biscuitville.
Let's do it.
All right.
Writing it down.
Folks, this is one for the history books, our first day broadcasting in Winston-Salem. It's been a lot of fun. Now, we're going to do this all over again tomorrow. You folks get out there. Have a great day.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow. Oh, wow!
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.